If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Jacob joins us today for Blown Off. Hi, Jacob. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Are you having some girl trouble?
What to do? Long story short, it doesn't happen often, but I feel like I'm being blown off, and I can't really put my thumb on it as to why or what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, let us help. We've got some thumbs, too. Maybe we can help you out a little bit. What's the girl's name?
Her name is Katrina.
Okay.
Girl, pretty name.
No, yeah, pretty girl, pretty name.
Great name.
Yeah. And now what seems to be the problem? Tell us about, you know, what happened from when you met her to now that you're getting blown off and talking to us.
Well, basically, I do my own thing. I'm an art teacher, so I host classes, night classes, really whatever to accommodate.
Mm-hmm.
And holding the class, saw a young lady. After the class, I decided to approach her, more or less,
uh-huh.
Asked her if she had anything going on.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was more or less single, free, available. So I asked her out for, you know, a drink. She accepted. That went really well. As far as that goes, I feel as though we made a connection.
Uh-huh.
Hung out, you know, a couple of more times. And then from that, out of nowhere, she just stopped responding to my text. She won't call me back. I left a message. I try not to do anything creepy, but I just
you tried.
Know what's going on?
Yeah.
I just know what's going on. I don't overdo it, but you know, I'm
yeah.
trying to figure out what went wrong.
Okay, now I know you tried not to do anything creepy. Do you think you may have done anything creepy though? In the end,
I don't know. I have like a strict 3-text rule where if I don't get a response after 3 texts, I try not to do another one. That way, it doesn't seem as though I'm too thirsty, more or less.
No, that's good.
Right.
Okay, so you met her at an art class. You said you teach an art class.
Yeah, I teach art class, a little drawing, a little painting, a little clay, a little sculpting, whatever it is that you got to do to get your expression out. I try to kind of...
Got it, and that's where you met her.
Broke that.
She was
She
was a student of yours.
Well, it was a temporary thing. She kind of showed up out of nowhere, which is really why she got my attention. I mean, she's an attractive thing, but I'm used to just being in there, being professional and teaching, so tried not to do anything.
Right.
I got a glimpse of a little eye contact. So, you know,
Jacob, when was the last time you saw her?
It was about 2 weeks ago at this point.
Okay.
Tried to talk to her, trying to let it go, but at the same time, there's no real closure. So I don't know what I did wrong. I don't want to do it wrong.
No, yeah.
Right.
Future situation.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to call her now. We're going to call Katrina and see if see if we can put our thumb on it. Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello?
Katrina?
Hi.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Who are you?
How are you this? Katrina, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Katrina.
We host the wildly popular Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, my God. You guys, hi.
Hi.
Why are you calling me?
Well, we wanted to ask you about a date you went on with that dude, Jacob.
Jacob, you're our teacher.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what's going on?
He wants to date you more, but he doesn't think you want to date him anymore because you're blowing him off.
Oh. yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Like, if he just... He thinks I'm ugly. He thinks I'm totally ugly. I'm so confused.
Wait, what?
He thinks you're ugly?
Yeah, like, I just really don't want to see him. Like, he thinks, oh, God, he thinks I'm, like, disgusting looking and fat and just, it's really upsetting.
That's odd.
Wait, what?
He didn't tell us that. He just told us that he really liked you and wanted to see you again.
No, oh, God. No, last time I saw him, he drew this picture of me, and I looked at it when he was done drawing it, and I was like, oh, my God, like this is how you see me? Seriously? And he was like, oh, this is the real you. And I just, I was really upset. And I just, you know, I don't think he knew I was upset.
Yeah.
How upset I was. I just, like, made something up. I was at his place, and I just made something up, like, about how, why I had to leave. And I left, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I just can't believe this is how he sees me. I can't believe he sees me as such a disgusting looking person.
Oh, that's horrible.
I wouldn't have to cut you off right there. I was going to, but I think we have a misinterpretation of the picture, you know, or the drawing, so to speak, the drawing at hand. I thought we had comfortable. Here
what?
We go.
Is that Jacob? You're on the phone? Oh, my God.
I was a little stressed out.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. I don't want to talk to him. This is so embarrassing.
Jacob, explain to us this picture that you drew of Katrina. What's that all about?
Well, we were hanging out. We were at my house, kind of just watching a little bit of cartoons, a little bit of drinks were at hand, kind of getting comfortable with one another. And, you know, being an art teacher, I made a suggestion. I was like, well, you know, I would like for us to share a representation of the real you. And, you know, she told me that sounded fun and interesting. So we kind of had a Titanic old car moment where, you know, started drawing more or less.
Hold on. Wait a minute. So hold on. I want to make sure I get this right. You're at her house and you use the old, hey, I'm an art teacher. Oh, I'm sorry. You're like, hey, let me draw you like one of my French girls naked over drinks.
Well, it was more, let me draw a representation of the real you.
Okay, all right, got it. And
show.
Katrina, did you agreed to that, Katrina? You fell for this? I mean, you did this?
Well, yeah, I did. Yeah, it sounded interesting. I've never been drawn before.
Wait, okay. So were you naked when you drew this picture? Or are you just
Yes, have you never seen Titanic?
I have seen it, but it doesn't mean that she took her clothes off for the actual photo. He just said he drew her. I didn't
Katrina,
know.
Katrina, did you take your clothes off?
I mean, he'd already seen me like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Were you wearing the heart of the ocean around your neck, too?
I wish.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so he draws his picture of you. And what medium were you using, Jacob? Was it charcoal or was it pencil or was it doesn't matter, I guess.
What? Yeah, who cares about that?
What? Anyway, so you saw the picture, Katrina, and you freaked out because you didn't like it.
Yeah.
So what was wrong with it?
Everything. He showed me the picture, and you know, like I'm looking, like he's an art teacher, so he should know how to draw whatever he's thinking he wants to draw, you know, and. He shows it to me, and I looked at the picture, and I was, like, really fat. Like, really fat. And there were fat rolls everywhere, and my face looked fat, and my boobs looked saggy, and just there was just nothing flatter. It just was so, I looked so fat and gross.
So you didn't feel like it was an accurate, like, photo of you?
I hope not.
You hope not. Jacob, do you feel that you drew her accurately? You didn't. I don't know what the equivalent of photoshopping is when you draw, but
that's a little different. We were just comfortable with one another. She had told me some things about herself as far as how she felt. So, you know, mixing what I saw with what she had told me, I tried to create more or less the ideal image of how she saw herself based on what I saw.
Well, you missed the mark, apparently.
Yeah, you really effed that one up.
Oh, my God.
But did you draw her with, like, fat rolls and saggy boobs? Because that doesn't seem like the ideal.
She was in a laying down sort of position, so by default, those things hang a little bit. I tried to catch that. I tried to capture that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is awful.
I told her she had cute cheeks, so I drew her cheeks nice round. Not fat, but maybe a little puffy. But I thought that would have been
okay. So Katrina, so you don't want to see Jacob anymore because you feel like he sees you as a fat, saggy boobed, puffy faced girl.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
He sees me. If he sees me like that, that's really scary.
Okay.
I don't know.
And like a little bit offensive.
Yeah.
That's like depressing and makes me feel really weird.
Okay. I know, I understand.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen to you two. Katrina, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. And Jacob, buddy, maybe take some of those art classes you teach. And,
well, you know.
Yeah.
Can't win them all, I guess.
No, I guess you can't, Hank. All right, good. Hang on one second. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Hear Blown Off weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.